You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tiki, this has not been a good offseason for Met fans.
No.
If they can pull this off, I'm not telling you it's a Grand Slam offseason. I'm not telling you to get your playoff tickets ready, but I think signing Kyle Tucker would at least save this offseason.
No, it definitely would. And just to back up to what you were alluding to, because we started with Mike Tomlin yesterday and how we thought, at least I thought, that he was stepping away from
the
team.
You nailed it, Teak, by the way.
Voluntarily. That goes back to a year ago, more than a year ago, when we started a random show with Tom Thibodeau's job security, and ultimately he got fired that day.
That's true.
I mean, if we start with Kyle Tucker, he's getting signed today.
Can he be a Met by the time we get to 12:30?
I mean, maybe. I mean, Tomlin decided to wait until after we were off air to make his announcement, but that was their regularly scheduled time for their press conference, so maybe we didn't get the afternoon drive shifting to the morning, to the midday show correct in our planning, but I think Kyle Tucker's got a lot of noise around him right now. It's not just the Mets. It's the Dodgers that you hear, the Toronto Blue Jays, who, as we talked about last year, are trying to throw money at people. He's going to get paid. It's just a matter of where he wants to go and for how long he's going to go there. Kyle Tucker, it feels like, is getting signed either today or tomorrow or sometime this week, for
and
sure.
It's got to be the Mets, because if they miss out on Kyle Tucker, and they're trying, and I don't buy this thought that they're not really pursuing him and they're leaking this information out just to make Met fans feel good. Trust me, no Met fan's going to feel good if they don't end up with Kyle Tucker.
Right.
So if it's a PR decision and they're not really pursuing him, which is BS, it's not exactly going to help their PR. They have to end up with the player. But if they can end up with this player, it's not as if I feel like the Mets are significantly better than last year. And it's not even as if I think this is better than keeping Pete Alonso. But in this moment, a month after they lost Pete, a month after they traded Brandon Nimmo and traded Jeff McNeil, and most Met fans have been down about the direction of this team, this would go a long way into improving this roster. This would go a long way into making you believe. And Met fans, do me a favor. Don't get caught up in $50 million a year, because I'll save you the time. Is that way too much money for Kyle Tucker? Sure. But what the New York Mets are deciding to do is they are deciding to pay what I like to call a short-term tax. Mm. And what I mean by that is David Stearns, whether you agree with it or not, and I happen to disagree with it, does not want to give long-term deals out. The only long-term deal David Stearns has given out since becoming the president of the Mets is Juan Soto. He didn't want to give Pete Alonso a long-term deal. They don't want to give Cody Bellinger a long-term deal. They didn't want to give Corbin Burns a long-term deal. Go through the list. And so the Mets' decision-making is, we'd rather pay you an absurd amount of money on a short-term contract because we don't want you in year 4, year 5, and year 6. And if that's their strategy, fine, as long as you end up with the player.
Right. Now, the question is, what makes the Mets the more desirable location than, say, the Dodgers.
I hate you. Now, I hate you because now, that's a loaded freaking question.
It is. Now, but it's the reality that I think New Yorkers, especially Met fans, are facing when you're thinking about Kyle Tucker.
Right.
Toronto, we know. It's just nobody wants to take their money except for Vlad Jr., and that's because Vlad Jr. had been there already.
Right.
He kind of was used to it. He knew it. Just take care of me. I'm your baby. You guys birthed me into Major League Baseball. I'll take your money gladly at $36 million a year he's making. But Kyle Tucker, seemingly, just like a lot of other free agents, don't want to go to Toronto.
Right.
So this is really a two-team race. It's the Mets, who haven't done jack this offseason. And if you ask Sean Morash, who is going to troll the hell out of Met fans, he's going to tell you, you'll still be going home in October, not doing anything, because your team's not good enough. What makes the Mets better than the Dodgers?
See, the reason
the Dodgers are winning.
I got you.
The Dodgers are getting to the postseason. The Dodgers probably are winning another World Series championship. And if you're Kyle Tucker, that would look really nice.
You're asking me a question that you already know the answer to, which is nothing. The Mets don't have an edge on the LA Dodgers and the Toronto Blue Jays.
Other than money, potentially.
That's it.
But that's not it. Even really.
Well, in theory, they could, because we don't know what the Dodgers have offered. Now, I am always scared of the L.A. Dodgers. They are lurking in the shadows as a team certainly capable of matching the Mets' offer or maybe even exceeding it and maybe even going shorter. Maybe Kyle Tucker doesn't want a three-year deal. He'd prefer a one-year deal. I have no idea. So the Dodgers are always a threat. But the only advantage the Mets would have, and this is where Steve Cohen needs to flex the muscle, and that's why the number is $50 million, is financial.
Right.
Because if you're Kyle Tucker and you're looking to rehab your value, and you're looking to enter free agency 2-3 years from now, you look at the Dodgers and the Blue Jays as sure things to at least give you that October stage. And they have better lineups, specifically the Dodgers. So if you ask me, hey, Evan, why would he pick the Mets? I mean, the only reason he picked the Mets is because they made the best financial offer. And I have to hold out hope that that's what Steve Cohen and David Stearns are doing right now because they need Kyle Tucker. And I never would have thought that going into the offseason, but the offseason has played out in a way that is very surprising and certainly not ideal.
Right.
Where if they don't end up winning the services of Kyle Tucker, they're not adding a big bat.
Right.
And so the Mets are going to go into next year with a lot of fingers crossed, which may be their strategy anyway, as David Stearns explained yesterday. We have a lot of good young players. Yes, in theory, but you got to keep your fingers crossed that those good young players contribute. So this offseason, maybe not to the likes of Joe B, who's going to hate the offseason no matter what, but this offseason hangs in the balance of pulling this off. If you add Kyle Tucker, we can sit around and geekily talk about how the Mets are maybe even better lineup-wise than last year. But if they don't, this offseason is going to feel as kind of hopeless as it felt a month ago. So there's a lot on the line in the next 24 hours.
Yeah, why this is
seal the deal.
Why this is important is because the Mets will then be basing their 2026 hopes on maybes.
Yeah.
A lot of maybes. Can Mark Vientos turn into whatever, or Brett Beatty do XYZ and elevate? Let's hope our pitching staff comes through. It becomes more about believing things that we can't see. And I know David Stearns spoke yesterday. Was that yesterday?
Yesterday,
yes. He spoke yesterday.
Spoke at a luncheon with reporters. Yes. Not on camera, but he did speak.
And made it sound like, I trust our plan. I believe our plan.
Yes.
The problem with it, and look, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt because he's had success in his career. But we're looking at what you're doing, and even if you're a lay baseball fan, it looks like you're doing nothing.
Right.
So how is that something that we should trust in? Or as the Met fan, why should you trust in that? And so once you start getting executives giving lip service, like, I know you guys are frustrated. I hear the fan. That's basically what he said. I hear what you're saying. I understand why you're this way. But when you're just talking around it without any action, you tend to start not trusting that person.
Well, also, because one of the things he said before the offseason started was run prevention and defense.
Yes.
And while they've improved themselves defensively at second base, they currently have a first baseman who's never played first base. Hmm. And so that drives a lot of us nuts. And I'm trying to move past the emotion of losing Pete Alonso. I'm just talking baseball right now.
Yeah.
You can't tell me you're better defensively when the guy playing first base, as of this moment, has never played the position. But one thing David Stearns did say yesterday, and it was the first time David had spoken since he lost Pete Alonso. First, he tried to say, I feel your pain, quote, I certainly understand there have been points this offseason that have been frustrating for our fan base.
Okay,
we're not blind to that.
Why don't you say it like you said it, Evan? I feel your pain.
Yeah.
Why get so wordy?
Because this is who he is. All right, I could hurl insults right now. I'm not. That's who David Stearns is. But I'd correct David Stearns when he says there have been points in this offseason that have been frustrating. David, the whole offseason's been frustrating.
Right, whether it was Edwin Diaz or Pete Alonso or not signing anybody or... Jorge Polanco,
like even the
your
good,
first baseman, even just learning it.
The good moves you made, like Jorge Polanco is a good ball player, but even that was met with frustrations because our first reaction was, wait a second, that's the guy who's going to play first base?
Especially after everything you said at the end of the regular season.
Exactly. So even when they made moves that you could deem as, oh, I like this player, it was always met with frustration.
Right.
But the other thing David Stearns said, it's very important, is we are going to get better before opening day. And they better. And signing Kyle Tucker is one of those things. Now, there are a lot of Met fans out there, and I'm sure non-Met fans out there, who are going to chime in and say, how could you offer Kyle Tucker $50 million a year and not even make an offer to Pete Alonso? Mm. And what I would say to you and everyone else is, fair point. But I'd also tell you, who cares anymore?
Yeah.
We are a month past Pete Alonso being gone.
Not that quick.
And where I am mentally is I'm still mad about it. I'm still disappointed about it. I don't want to minimize it. But now I'm just looking how the Mets can get better. I'm not relitigating the past. No. There'll be a chance to do it in this moment on January 14th as the Mets are in the midst of a bidding war for Kyle Tucker. I just want the player. At a later date, we could all fight with each other about they were better off doing this, they were better off doing that. I like Kyle Tucker, but what about this? In this moment, and I think this is unarguable, whether you're a Met fan or not, the New York Mets have a better chance to compete next year if Kyle Tucker is a Met. It's not close.
Right.
Is he a perfect player? No. Of course not. Is he coming off a weirdly disappointing year in Chicago where he fell off in the final 2 months? Yes. Did he miss a lot of time? Yes. Are there questions about is he a New York kind of player? Absolutely. They're all fair questions. You never know. But what I know today is if the New York Mets are going to compete next year, Kyle Tucker closes the gap. Doesn't necessarily make him better than the Phillies or better than the Braves or better than the Dodgers, but I want the player. If they get the player, our chances of watching a successful season next year grow, whether it's $50 million a year or $57 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, and I'm talking about this guy, Steve Cohen, already raised ticket prices on us. You think I give a rat's ass how many millions of dollars it's going to cost to get a baseball player that makes our team better?
Yeah, plus, all reports are it's a three-year deal. You can't even bring up Pete Alonso in the same breath. At that time, the Mets clearly didn't want to make an offer if he was getting a five-year offer from the Baltimore Orioles. You're not giving Kyle Tucker the seven-year offer he was looking for.
Disagree with you about this.
Okay.
What I would have done, and see, you got me relitigating Pete. I don't want to do it.
You brought it up.
I did.
I actually was defending you.
I would have at least given Pete the opportunity to come back on a short-term deal.
Okay.
Even if he was going to say no.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief.
To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And I would have offered a similar deal to what they're offering Kyle Tucker.
That's
which
the
is
most
a,
disappointing thing.
Yeah.
You just didn't even give him a chance to say no.
And if he said no, we'd all understand it the same way Jake said no years ago.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I think he said no a lot last year.
Exactly.
And they isn't that it, like memory, if you were Steve Cohen or David Stearns more appropriately, isn't that ingrained in your mind? Like, I know what he's going to say. Even if it's not necessarily Pete, it's his agent. I know how this is going to go down because why would he change his modus operandi? He wouldn't. Right?
If you
so
offer-
I get why David Stearns and or Steve Cohen would say, you know what? We know what this conversation is going to be like. We love Pete, but we know what his agent's going to be.
Disagree. There's no negative to making an offer that's turned down. There's no negative to that.
But you can't offer him $45, $50 million a year. He's not the same player as Kyle Tucker.
Right.
By the way, and that is the other thing that you say, because what Sean just said is a statement that is very controversial, that Kyle Tucker is a better player than Pete Alonso.
He is.
There are a lot of Met fans out there who are going to look at Pete's power, Pete's ability to play every day, and say Pete is a better player
it
than Kyle
Tucker. It depends on how are you comparing them.
Well,
if you're talking power, forget it. Pete Alonso is the better player. If you're talking, I don't know, consistency, it's hard because Kyle Tucker had a rough season, end of last season, and he had a really bad season the year before.
Right.
So what are you talking about?
Well, that's the key. Like, Kyle Tucker is a better all-around player than Pete Alonso.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any question about it when you look at his defense, when you look at his speed, when you look at everything about his game, he's a better all-around player.
Right.
What Pete brings you is A, and we'll find out by watching Kyle Tucker every day. I never got this impression watching him in Houston. This is assuming the Mets get Kyle Tucker. He doesn't put the fear of God in you the way a bat like Alonso does. He's more of a fearsome bat. And the other thing Pete has is he plays every day. And Kyle Tucker over the last 2 years has missed time.
Right.
He missed 30 games last year. The year before that, he missed half the season.
Right, more than half, because he only played 78.
Yeah, it's a little bit more than half. Right. But yes, reliability is a factor. But yes, when they are both healthy, Kyle Tucker's a better player. But you still could have grossly overpaid Alonso on a short-term offer with what I like to call the short-term contract tax. They never made that offer. But you guys keep bringing it up. I'm trying to move on.
You brought it up.
I didn't bring it up.
We're actually supporting the Mets. You get better with Kyle Tucker, go do it. Go be a big boy. That's it. You build it a casino, bring Kyle Tucker with.
I agree. Put that on a t-shirt. You built it. Oh, no. No.
All hail the New York Giants.
Adam Schefter is reporting officially John Harbaugh is coming to New York to meet the Giants.
Oh, come on.
That was a tease.
That was such a tease.
But they will be the first team to have him in their facility.
I saw this because Steve Tisch's plane was apparently being tracked.
Yeah.
This was in the Mets chat, by the way, Evan. It's apparently being tracked, and they saw it stop in Baltimore.
Wait, so Steve Tisch personally picked up John Mara on his private plane?
Hey, come hop in the car.
Oh, I mean the plane. That is a baller move.
And I have no problem. I'm not going to reveal this person's name. The first thing I woke up to this morning was something in my inbox on Instagram from somebody swearing up at them. He goes, "You're going to get news today. Steve Tisch's plane is personally picking up John Harbaugh and bringing him to the Meadowlands today."
Oh, that was you. That wasn't the Mets chat. That was you, Sean.
So, and then somebody started tracking the flight. I had told this person, you will be in my circle of trust. So they are now in that circle of trust. It is true. Schefter and Jordan Renan both have it. He is coming here to meet the Giants in person today.
What a day. The New York Giants get a face-to-face with John Harbaugh. The Mets are trying to seal the deal with Kyle Tucker. This is one of those weird days. I'm actually curious about something Tommy Lugauer thinks, because Tommy's one of those unique Giant Met fans. Can you text him and ask? You can only have one. Would you rather get the news today that John Harbaugh is the coach of the Giants or Kyle Tucker signing with the Mets?
It could happen because it landed in wherever.
BWI earlier. It is scheduled to land.
No, it's landed. The plane has landed, I'm reading.
In Baltimore. It is scheduled to land at Peter Pearl at 12:30.
Just left Baltimore and has that was 40 an hour ago and 35 minutes ago it has landed. It's not that far of a flight.
Okay.
Think about that. Baltimore, I mean, it's
taken a flight between New York and Baltimore.
I have. I used to take the Delta shuttle down when I lived in Alexandria and you could just walk onto the plane.
Right.
When the Delta shuttle before 9/11, it was easy. It really felt like a drive. You'd get into the airport, you'd be in the air and 10 minutes and you'd be on the ground in 25 minutes.
I gotta tell you, I commend Mr. Tisch for this kind of baller move. Yeah. That is an absolute baller move to not just say, I'm sending you a private jet. That's cool enough.
Right.
I'm going to take my private jet. I'm going to fly to you. I'm going to pick you up. You're going to come in my jet. Then we're going to fly back and do the whole interview.
We head to the ice for the Islanders. Yes, the Islanders should feel much shame last night as they fell 5-4 to the Jets. Winnipeg took a 3-0 lead before the Isles tied it, only to lose anyway. Boomer Esiason's stepson Matthew Schaefer did, however, suffer not one but two injuries, returning and scoring his 13th goal of the year. We'll find out about his status moving forward. Didn't sound too serious after the brutal shot to the right leg. The Islanders, though, now have lost a game more recently than both the Rangers and Devils.
That was the most twisted fan focus I've ever heard.
Dude, this is the fan focus, for those who don't realize, replaces the update. The update was just news. Give me the facts.
Yeah, hey, I give the facts.
Just tell me what's going on.
I mean, it was,
now you get it with a dose of opinion.
Yeah, it was perverted. I mean, did you watch any of the Islander game last night?
I did.
The most
big comeback.
Most impressive part about Matthew Schaefer is they were losing 5-3 with like a minute to go, and they were about to make it a 3-goal game with an empty netter, and Schaefer made this incredible play to save the empty net goal, and then 30 seconds later on the other side, scored the goal to pull them within one, and it made me think of one thing. Damn it, hold on a second. I thought I had it executed.
The timing was almost perfect. Now it's horrendous.
What's going on with my
phone? It's not even working.
I had the drop of Sean saying Matthew Schaefer's the new king of New York, and I can't get it to work now.
Schaefer is the new king of New York sports.
Let me start from the beginning.
Matthew Schaefer is the new king of New York sports.
Thank you, Sean.
Why don't you just give that to Sean?
Because
he can pull it.
Because he won't play it.
There's rules here, Teak.
Dude, you're going to make us get our own drop machine in here.
That's the plan, yes.
Yes.
I could not encourage that anymore.
I needed to hear Sean Morash remind us Matthew Schaefer's the new king of New York sports. And I bobbled it. I was like C.J. Stroud trying to play a snap. Anyhow, let's get to your phone calls. Kyle Tucker could save this Mets offseason. We'll get more into the John Harbaugh sweepstakes as well, including more on what Teaky just said, that the first interview is actually better than getting the last interview.
Right, because you might not get it.
888-808-1019. Joe is in Mineola. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys. So if the Mets sign only one of the remaining top-of-the-market free agents, do you think it's more important to get Kyle Tucker or take your pick between Valdez or Suarez? I listen to the Rico all the time. I also prefer Suarez to Valdez. And like you've been saying, Evan, we need certainty in the rotation.
Yeah.
We haven't made a single real move in the starting pitcher market, and that's why we stumped for 3.5 months to finish the year.
Well, my answer is both, because the Mets still need to add to their rotation. They have not added a thing to their starting rotation. So, obviously, I would like them to add some certainty to their rotation. But if you're asking me, I only can take one. I can only take Ranger Suarez on a 3-year, $70 million deal, or Kyle Tucker on a 3-year, $150 million deal. My answer would be Kyle Tucker. And the reason I would say that is I think he would have more of an impact over the 162 than a guy who's taking the ball 30 times a year. And I think Kyle Tucker is better at his job than Suarez or Valdez is at their job. It doesn't mean I don't believe the pitching needs to be addressed. But again, if you're giving me the choice and the impact I think they would have over a 162-game season, my answer would be Kyle Tucker.
But what was the biggest issue last year? It ultimately became starting pitching, not necessarily the rotation, but how shallow that rotation was.
Yeah.
And in fact, that those guys couldn't get deep into games.
Especially in the second half of the year, it was an abomination.
Right. And now maybe that changes a little bit because Clay Holmes now is used to being a starting pitcher.
And Nolan McLean, full year here.
Right, 100%. Either of those young guys, too. McLean, obviously, but Sproat maybe as well. It just feels like if you don't address it, and it seems like they're not going to address it in free agency, you're relying almost solely on hope of young players
correct.
Figuring it out.
Which is not ideal, and that's why I say I want them to address the rotation, but I want to be fair to the man's question, which is you can only do one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer Kyle Tucker. I think he makes a greater impact on improving this team overall. That's not to say they couldn't use a starting pitcher.
Right. I would agree with you, but I also feel like having a starting pitcher, an ace, so to speak, gives you peace of mind. And you don't have that right now.
I don't
know
if Ranger Suarez or Framber Valdez are aces. I think they're upgrades. Mm. I think they would be really good to this rotation. But again, I hate to simplify it. I don't think either one of them is as good at their job as Kyle Tucker is at his.
Right.
And I think what we should do with Tucker...
Well, that means that David Stearns is definitely not paying them.
I would doubt it unless they're taking short-term deals.
Right.
I mean, isn't that the track record we've now learned about David Stearns? Unless you are incredibly unique the way Soto and Yamamoto were.
And young,
which is part of the uniqueness. Yep. You're not getting a long-term offer. What you may get is a high AAV short-term offer, which is, I think, exactly what they would try to do if they signed either Framber Valdez or Ranger Suarez. Chris in Manhattan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Definitely an exciting day here for New York sports. I think the Mets have a great chance of getting Tucker, and I think there's two reasons. First off, I think I always want to sign a guy who has something to prove, and I think he has something to prove. I think it's advantageous for him to sign a short-term, a three-year deal with an opt-out. With the CBA coming, he can reevaluate where he is, and he can opt out, or he can continue with the Mets, number one. So I think it's beneficial for both parties. But second, guys, and I'm sure you know this, and I don't know how much this plays into Tucker's mindset, there are a lot of connections currently on the Mets with Tucker, including his hitting coach for all those years in Houston, both of them,
mm-hmm.
One of the scouting guys. So, you know, maybe Tucker went away from the Astros and said, man, I had a bad year. I want to reconnect with some of those people. So that could be an intangible that we don't know about yet, and hopefully that might play for the Mets.
I mean, I can't dismiss it, but I think it's a stretch. I think ultimately it's going to come down to money and what gives him his best offer.
It always does.
It always does. But, yeah, I could see trying to stretch it to his connection with
coach. If everything is equal and having your old hitting coach from Houston in the Mets, I don't know, orbit makes you feel more comfortable, everything equal money-wise, maybe that is the way to go. But if everything is equal money-wise, and this is what we started with a segment ago, Evan, and it's the Dodgers, and it's a short-term opp-out laden deal.
He's going to the Dodgers.
He's going to the Dodgers,
I don't think Troy Snitker's making the difference.
100%, because you are not fully, because anything can happen, but almost guaranteed to win with the Dodgers. And I'm not saying a championship, but you're winning in the regular season, you're getting to the postseason, and you're having a chance to give yourself a massive legacy. It is not that way with the Mets right now.
You're guaranteeing yourself an October stage.
Yes.
And I believe that success in October will sometimes add some shekels to your bank account.
Right.
I think it happened a couple of decades ago with Carlos Beltran. He was always a wonderful player, but he also entered free agency after a historic October. If he didn't have that historic October because he was still in Kansas City, I don't know if he gets the same contract. So you're right. It doesn't mean you're guaranteed a championship, but you are guaranteed that October stage, which, by the way, Kyle Tucker's already had.
Like, right.
He's already proven he can play in October.
Great point.
I think we look for connections like, oh, he knows Troy Snitker. Ooh, he likes Citi Field, even though his numbers at Citi Field are terrible. At the end of the day, the Mets have to make the best offer. And the other thing is, and I've heard this from numerous people, there is a feeling that he prefers not to go to Canada. Now, how true is that? I don't know.
We got to get to the bottom of that at some point, because it feels like every offseason we have that same conversation.
I guess there's
somebody doesn't want to go to Canada.
Dude, when given the option, Duncan or Tim Hortons, you're going Duncan.
It's true. I mean, think about it, Teague. If you were made a big offer between an American city and a Canadian city, aren't you partial to staying in the good old U.S. of
A? I don't know, man. If you asked me if I could live in France or London right now, I might just go across the ocean.
Such a globalist.
Yeah. I just like to travel.
I get you.
Even if it's temporary, it's all good.
Glenn is in Clifton, New Jersey. What's up, Glenn?
What's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. And that in itself feels weird saying good morning. But, listen. The Mets, we got to get over it already. Pete, I loved him when he was on the team, but the errors and the clubhouse is a huge thing, and you mentioned that. I believe there was something seriously, seriously wrong with that clubhouse. It was the same clubhouse the year before. Well, no, it changed last year. But the year before, who was the glue that held that team together?
But I don't think, Glenn, and I've never said this.
Jose Iglesias.
I don't think Pete Alonso's departure has to do with his presence in the clubhouse. I think his departure has everything to do with years,
yeah.
How they feel he's going to age, and the way they viewed him defensively as a first baseman. I'm not dismissing the locker room stuff, even though I tend to dismiss the locker room stuff. I just don't think Pete Alonso's involved in that. I think this came down to kind of the same thing it came down to a year ago. They didn't want Pete Alonso on a long-term deal.
Right.
They ultimately got him back on a short-term deal. And I don't think anything changed from 24 to 25 to now 26. And I am trying to get over it. Like, I'm still disappointed he's not here. But everything can't always come back to Pete Alonso.
No, it doesn't. I mean, if you want to talk about Brandon Nimmo and Jeff McNeil, maybe you can start talking about the locker room stuff. I don't think Pete was that. Pete felt like I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to be my goofy self. I'm not disruptive or antagonistic with anybody based on personality. That's not Pete. Pete just kind of sits in the room and has fun.
And also the handling of him in free agency was the same. So it's not like there was all of a sudden an about face with it. They didn't want to give him a long-term deal. And they're consistent on it because even a player like Kyle Tucker, who's still in his 20s, they also don't want to give him a long-term deal. There's no report of the Mets offering him a 7 or 8 year deal. And I'll ask you this, Tiki, because you're the most intellectually honest when it comes to this. If I gave you a choice, Kyle Tucker says to you, you're David Stearns, except you're Tiki Barber, you run the Mets.
Right.
Kyle Tucker says,
that'd be fun.
Kyle Tucker says, I'm going to sign with you. I just want to let you know.
Okay.
But I'm going to give you the choice between two contracts.
Okay.
You get to decide what
Kyle
you want to
Tucker
sign.
Kyle Tucker is telling this to me.
Correct.
Okay.
Either I'll take your 3 year, $150 million deal, $50 million a year. I will sign that today. Or I'll take a 7 year deal at $40 million a season. $10 million less per year in AAV, but the contract lasts 4 more years. You're Tiki Barber. You run the New York Mets.
Yeah.
It's your choice. Which one do you want to sign him for?
Well, Kyle, you don't know my owner very well. His name is, Steve Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
He's got billions of dollars. If I have to eat $10 million, $30 million, that's fantastic because you stink. But if you really suck and I got to eat $120 million, hell no. You're out.
So,
3 year deal.
Bingo. And I agree with you.
Right.
Like, the difference I think I have with Stearns is that I'll be willing to go further just to get the player I want.
Right.
But if you're giving me the choice in preference, why wouldn't I want a short-term deal? Because you hit it right on the head. Let's say Kyle Tucker can't handle New York, which is a possibility.
Right. And I'm assuming if you have a 7 year deal, you're getting some sort of no trade.
Yeah.
You're getting some kind of protection against getting moved or thrown to the Athletics.
Well, I got news for you. If you suck and can't handle New York, the no trade's not going to matter. No one's going to want you.
That's true.
Especially for that contract.
That's true.
But if it turns out that he's Jason Bay or he's whomever you want to bring up, it's much easier to buy out or move on or pay down 3 years as opposed to 7 years. So I do agree with I'd rather have the guy on a short-term deal. Where there'll be disagreement is if Kyle Tucker says, I prefer the long-term deal and I'm not going to sign with you on a short-term deal. And that's where we could argue, is it worth going to 6 or 7 years for Kyle
Tucker? I wonder if the other Major League Baseball teams are in that same boat that it feels like the Mets might be in, at least what we as fans are talking about. You're worried about the CBA negotiation. You're worried about potential cap. It's not going to ever happen, but you still have to have a contingency for it.
You think that's what it's about?
I don't know, but I just wonder sometimes because I know we as high-moneyed fans of or high-moneyed teams, and we're fans of them, we think about that. Why isn't Steve Cohen making any moves? Why isn't Hal Steinbrenner making any moves? Is it because they're worried about what's going to happen if there is a salary cap in a year or 2 years? I wonder if other teams are doing the same.
I believe, and I don't know this for sure, and I don't think David Stearns or Steve Cohen or Hal Steinbrenner will ever admit this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe this is about the CBA. I think this is a philosophy. I think that David Stearns' philosophy is, I'll pay for guys,
but
don't want to do it over a 5, 6, 8, 9, 10 year deal.
Right.
Unless you're incredibly unique like Juan Soto or Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Right. I trust that those guys are going to be fine when they're 35. Kyle Tucker, maybe not so much.
Alphonse is calling from Staten Island. What's going on, Alphonse?
What's going on, guys? How's everything? Good morning.
All's good. What's up?
Good morning.
I just got a quick question. I'm at work right now, but I got to be fast. Let me ask you a question. Why is everybody complaining about how much we offered Kyle Tucker? They're not paying for him. Who cares? Give the guy $80 million a year.
I think
Kyle Tucker, Framber Valdez, and Ranger Suarez. I'll see you guys down in New York City at the end of the year.
Appreciate you, brother.
All right. I like that. I think that there's a few camps here. Camp number one is the I can't let Pete Alonso go camp. And that would be, hey, how come they didn't do this for Pete Alonso?
Mm-hmm.
How come they didn't? Which I get and is fair, but that's one reason. The other reason, and I'm not saying Sean's doing it, is you're going to get the non-Met fan pointing at Kyle Tucker's salary saying, how do you pay that guy $50 million a year? It's what we do as fans. And we say, is he worth that amount of money? Because you'll hear that. You'll hear the non-Met fan point at the salary and say, he's not that kind of player.
This will be the time where I have to speak up for Yankee fans. Don't you dare make fun of Met fans for that. Because how did we spend $30 million on players and nobody was doing that? It's part of it. You have the money, you spend it. That's it.
I agree. I don't care. I'm not freaking out over it.
We'd be big-time hypocrites if we were Yankee fans asking that.
And I think the third camp, and this is more rational, is that if they give Kyle Tucker $50 million a year, would there be room to buy other pieces?
Mm.
Because we know the rotation, as we talked about, still needs to be addressed. And so even though MLB doesn't have a salary cap, if you're under the assumption, the way Yankee fans are, that Hal Steinbrenner's got, a number he's not going above, is there a number Cohen's not going above? And if that's the case, are you better off building the team in a way in which you're not allotting $50 million a year to Kyle Tucker? I think those are where the camps are coming from in terms of complaining how much money he's making.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on a very simple camp, Teak, which is I know if they don't sign this player, they are not going to be able to nearly improve this offense.
Right. There's not enough other available free agents that are needle moving.
Well, there's no one on his level. I mean, Cody Bellinger is not as good as Kyle Tucker, mm-hmm. and the Mets are not getting Cody Bellinger because if the Yankees are stuck on 5 years
right.
and Bellinger wants seven, the Mets aren't outbidding the Yankees for Bellinger.
And nor do they want to go 5 or 7 years.
Exactly. So if it's not Tucker and it's clearly not Bellinger, now you're looking at the trade market and we're just creating fake trades in our head. So how are you improving this offense if you don't add Tucker? And that's why I'm simplistic. I'm not getting caught in how much money it is. He's a good player. He makes the team better. Let's freaking go. I know I'd feel better about this offseason. Doesn't mean I would celebrate it. Doesn't mean I'd say this is the best thing they could have done. Because I think eventually, once the offseason is done, once the painting has been completed, it is absolutely fair to relitigate everything. It's tough to do in the middle of it because it's not over yet. But I know right now this makes the team better.
Right. We talked about this the other day. You evaluate what happens in free agency. You evaluate what happens when the season starts, when post pitchers and catchers, you're in spring training, what does your roster look like? And then ultimately, it's how the season goes. That's when you evaluate what happened in this offseason. It's just, there's three levels to this right now. The Mets, let's face it, as all the Yankees, they're failing step one because it's not exciting. It's not encouraging. It doesn't give us hope that we're headed towards a championship. But you never know what's going to actually happen or transpire once they, roll the balls out and put their gloves on.
Let me give you a football analogy to describe the baseball offseason right now for the Mets and the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine we're sitting here in late June. It's late June. And the Jets and Giants offseason is nowhere near complete. The Jets don't have a quarterback. The Giants haven't, either replaced or re-signed Wandell Robinson. The offensive line is still a question.
I don't know if we're in June yet.
No, we are in June. I'll tell you why. 1 month from today, pitchers and catchers report.
Yeah. No, we're in June.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
June. We actually might be flirting with July.
We're in July.
No, you're right. It might be Independence Day around the corner.
It's the 4th of July, and we're looking at the Jets and Giants roster, and we're like, what the hell is this?
Who's starting a quarterback for you guys? Don't know yet. We haven't signed him.
Now, can you imagine that scenario?
Oh, it'd be chaos.
Right. Now, the reality
We would be killing our respective GMs.
Of course.
Destroying them.
Now, the reality is we're going to know those answers in the middle of March. In fact, there's always that possibility that we'll get answers to the Jets and Giants offseason before we get final answers to the Mets and the Yankees offseason.
That's insane.
I mean, that would be really pushing it to the middle of March, but it could happen. I mean, remember 2 years ago, the Mets didn't sign J.D. Martinez until the last week of March.
Right. Yeah, look, we should be used to this by now because this happens every year for the last 3 or 4 years. Some of the biggest names, they don't sign until right up into it. And sometimes that's bad because they're not in shape. Or they have to have, I don't know, these simulated games in order to get themselves in baseball readiness. So it's not good for the teams to start, but if they're good enough, it's worth it.
And think about this. Yesterday, something incredible happened in local baseball. Incredible happened. The New York Yankees made what may be deemed a minor trade. I would say it's an important trade, acquiring Ryan Weathers, son of David Weathers. So now you may have two sons of former Yankees. But Ryan Weathers is a good left-handed starter. He's missed a lot of time to injuries, but he's under team control for a few more years. He's 26. He throws 97.
Still has an option left?
Yes. And he has high potential.
Option
right?
year.
Right. They could send him down, is what he's basically saying. And he's got high potential, especially with a rotation that may start shorthanded. Now, you may say, why is that such a big deal?
I didn't even pay attention to that.
Ryan Weathers is the first major leaguer the Yankees have acquired from outside the organization this entire offseason.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
So all those moves, they were minor league.
What moves did they make? They re-signed Ahmed Rosario.
Right. Trent Grisham.
They kept Trent Grisham. They have not added a major leaguer to their roster from outside the organization until yesterday afternoon when they acquired Ryan Weathers from the Miami Marlins.
And why are you Mets fans complaining the Yankees have done nothing?
Because we're different.
Because the Yankees were in the postseason last year.
Well, no, also, we're different. That would be like me saying to a Knicks fan complaining about losing a playoff game, why are you complaining? You're in the playoffs. Like, we're on different levels. It's like you guys. The Giants are about to be on a different level than the Jets. We can't hold ourselves to the exact same standard. We root for different teams, and sometimes those teams are very separated from each other. But that was a good under-the-radar trade by the New York Yankees. I think Ryan Weathers has a chance to make a very positive impact on this team early in the season. And if he pitches well, I could also see him as a major weapon out of the bullpen late in the season, especially if the rotation eventually gets healthy the way you expect.
That sweeper is a lefty, no doubt. Bring him out of the pen.
Look at you doing your scouting report.
I'm all over it. This is a classic Cashman move, though. Let's be real.
Under the radar. You gave up marginal prospects 100%. For him.
If he hits, Cashman could point to, look, you know, we're always identifying these trades. If he doesn't, everybody forgets he made the trade and nobody criticizes
Unless him one of those prospects becomes, like, really good.
True. That would take something fishy going on down in Miami.
Ah, see what you did. Let's go to Greg in Queens. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, Evan. Long-time listener to the Rico. Good morning to the both of you, first of all.
What's up?
My question is related to Lucas Giolito. Yes. Not sure if you've brought him up on the Rico before, but I think he would be a great fit. You could get him on something like the Frankie Montas contract. He doesn't have a bad ERA. The only year it was bad was before he was injured.
Yep.
And I think that was early onset injury.
And before that, he would take the ball every 5 days. Like, right. That was the most appealing part about Giolito. He wasn't always great, but man, he was reliable.
Yeah, I mean, he has a bunch of innings. So I just wanted to know what your opinion was on bringing him in on, I'm pretty sure it was a 2-for-18 contract. Tiki, I wanted to say I'm grateful to you because you signed a ball for my father when he was part of the organization.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Thank
man.
You.
Oh, that's awesome.
Look at that.
You're welcome, Greg.
Tiki never says no to an autograph.
Of course not.
Have you ever said no to an autograph?
I do not think so.
There was never a moment, maybe you're at the airport, maybe you're about to board, just an uncomfortable situation, maybe you're out to dinner. There was never a moment where you said,
you know, the hardest time to say yes, but I always do when it's, I don't know, 14 degrees walking into a Giants game at MetLife. And there's guys with these big boards of cards that they want me to sign.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple of them are my neighbors. Like, they live in the town over from me. So I do it. But I'm like, aren't you freezing? Because I'm freezing my ass off right here. But we get into a conversation and it goes quickly.
But you still do it.
I still do it.
That's the point. Like, there's never a moment where Tiki's like, no, I'll get you later. And then never come back. I'm mixed about Giolito. Like, I like his reliability.
Right.
But the Mets need, like, a top-of-the-rotation arm. And while I don't think Framber Valdez or Ranger Suarez are aces, I think they're closer to top of the rotation than Lucas Giolito.
Well, he gets you innings. I think that's the idea.
And they could have used that last year.
Of course, because that was the issue with Mets pitching. You couldn't get deep into games. But Lucas Giolito, to me, feels maybe a tick above, but it's just Tylor Megill, David Peterson, Clay Holmes. It's all the same person. And so you don't have an ace right now. Even Kodai Senga doesn't feel like he's not the ace.
And assuming he's even on the team.
Right, so who's your ace? So you right don't now, have one right now.
Right now, I define aces by who gets the ball on opening day. And to me, it's very easy.
But they're interchangeable and it doesn't matter.
Well, I know, look, it ultimately doesn't matter, especially if you like miss a week in spring training and you're not ready. But when you ask me on January 14th who's your ace, the way I answer it is I envision opening day and I say, who am I giving the baseball to if everybody's healthy? And to me, it's not even a question. Mm-hmm. It is open and shut. And I think we all know the answer, so we're going to say the name when I count to three all at the same time. The obvious ace right now for the New York Mets who should get the ball on opening day. When I say three, we all say his name. One, two, three.
Nolan McClain.
What the hell was that?
Clay Holmes.
You said Clay Holmes?
He's earned that right. Nolan McClain was very short-lived.
Come on.
For opening day, Clay Holmes earned opening
day. Stop. What'd you say?
I said Nolan McClain.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, Nolan McClain.
Okay. I think Nolan McClain.
How could it be anybody other than Nolan McClain?
I'm looking to manage his innings here this year.
Oh, stop.
No, you're not.
Innings.
Plus, Evan can't go to opening day.
You know
I want him to
I
be
like
in McClain's
Nolan McClain?
What's that?
You know why I like him? Because he was a football player.
Mm.
And football players don't take the soft way out.
Damn right.
So.
Clay Holmes also a football player.
No, he wasn't. What was he, a punter?
I don't know. They gave away a football jersey when he was a Yankee.
See, this is a typical Sean Pulley make something up.
He completely made that up.
He hopes it's true.
Why would the Yankees give away a football jersey with Clay Holmes on it?
Because he's not. I can just look at him and say his body is not athletically built enough to be a football player. Unless he did it when he was in, like, I don't know, middle school.
This is not a good moment for me. They gave away a hockey jersey.
I just remember. Right. Do you know the Met? Who is?
Well, he's a hockey player, didn't he? It actually is tough.
That's true.
That's even more tough.
Do you know the Met who not only was a football player, but played football with a prominent New York football player? Did I phrase that correctly? Hold on. There's a guy on the Mets.
Brett Beatty.
Him and Garrett Wilson. I think Brett Beatty was the quarterback, if I'm not mistaken.
That makes sense.
Like, I could see Brett Beatty as a quarterback.
Yeah, I think he was the high school quarterback.
He's got the hair.
I
bet he was probably the heartthrob. I could tell.
I could see it too. I also would think most baseball players that were football players in high school probably were their team's quarterbacks.
Why? Because they're the best athlete?
Yeah, the best athlete the best on the athlete. Team.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can play baseball, because it's a hand-eye sport, and you means you're probably a good quarterback, thinker.
Yeah.
Baseball is a thinking sport.
Yeah, I get you. If you're just tuning in, John Harbaugh is meeting with the New York Giants today. When we come back, more details on that.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help
is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.